Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Bro, this my shit, bro. Everybody sit the fuck down.
Oh, no problems, big fella.
No problem.
Everybody sit the fuck down.
Man, hell no.
Sit the fuck down. What you need?
Y'all niggas good? Everybody good?
All right.
Like I said,
don't get dog walked.
One time I walked into a restaurant while a woman I was dating was on a date. So I did what any real man would do. I introduced her to my date. I was like, hey, how you doing, friend? Friend, this is my friend. My friend, this is her friend. And wow, that's a whole lot of friendly shit going on in here today, huh? Well, God bless. You God bless all the friendships happening in here today. You gotta let some people just be who they are and accept them for that, you know, because the ego will fuck shit up, man. The ego will have you thinking that it can't happen to you. It could happen to anybody.
Growing up, I never really had my own room growing up, you know? Shit was hard. Anybody here have their own room growing up? Yeah. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. I didn't get my own room growing up. I didn't have my own room till the first time I went to jail. That was the first time I got my own room. I remember that shit like it was yesterday. The baby was like, here's your room. I walked in, I was like, damn, this motherfucker's nice. Got a sink, got a toilet, they got 2 beds and a mirror. This shit fly, bro. I'm like, you gonna bring somebody else in here? He's like, nah, it's your room. I couldn't sleep the whole first night out in jail. I was up the whole night. I kept thinking about all the potions I was gonna put up.
What's that? Sweet-a-doodum-dee-dum-dee-dee. I don't mean to hurt you, baby. That's just a little bit of that, you know what I'm saying? I was feeling that one. I like that selection. DJ.
Nah, bro, we not really feeling that, man. Look, can you do me a favor, man? Do some add some choreography to it, right?
Sing that same Donnell Rollins verse and do some choreography with it, man. I think it'll get the audience into it.
Hold on. I got a good one. The Temptations had a couple moves and shit. Let me see if I can get it together. Just my imagination. Once again.
Nah, this ain't going to cut it.
Nah, it ain't going to
This is Joe Garbaggio.
This shit is
shortstop for the New York Yankees in 1926.
Man, this shit is waste management.
Yeah, this is... It's trash, man. You got to go.
Yeah, man. It's a wrap, bro.
Every time I sing, man, you be cutting me off, bro. I'm going to need you to stop doing that. To stop cutting me off. Let me get through this one good note.
Get the hell up out of here, man.
You got to bounce, bro.
Man, you ain't never sung a song in your life, bro. I swear to God. You and your people.
I'm not cutting you off. It's a wrap, brother.
You ain't listening to me either, man. That's the problem I'm trying to have with you.
Nick, leave. Nick.
Okay, I see you about y'all trying to dog walk your boy. Just give me a good second, man. I've been practicing on all of this. I swear to God, it's real good music. Listen. I see you brought your boys with you, huh? Okay, look, hold on, y'all. I'm trying to start a group. I'm glad we came together. I want y'all to... What is that? Whoa, shit!
Don't get dog walked.
A lot of you bitches need to take your pussies off your body and dump it in the garbage.
No, no, ladies. How you a grown woman and still fucking niggas because they cute?
Get you a man with some character.
My name is Douglas Johnson. I go to work every day. I help and contribute to my family. I know how to fix brakes or chains. I don't really have Jordans or any type of material shit. And I work too hard to just give my money away. Look, I don't really give a fuck about what's happening, but I just care about my family.
Ladies, being a man is a simple task. You do what you have to do, kill what you have to eat, and don't let bullshit repeat.
I feel like we just don't respect the currency, you know, to us it's just paper, you know. Like, if you want black people to, you know, be better with money, I suggest we switch the currency to Jordans. Black people are great with Jordans, you know what I mean? It's like, hey man, how much is your rent? Two Jordans. What, two Jordans? Mine is three, I gotta live where you live. How much gas, man? 13, what, $13? No, 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 the number 13 Jordans, right here, gold edition. Take this up there. And you can get, I got two of those at home. Get those.
Now get some movement, man. Yeah. Something.
Oh, so y'all want me to bounce around and bounce around and bounce. I can't do all that. I'm fat. Mr. Fantastic, we stand still. It's kill shit. What you mean?
Oh, no, man. Let's see if you could just do another acapella, man, and implement our suggestions.
Go shoot. What's y'all suggestions? All right.
Man, just bounce around, move, right. Be vibrant. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right, check
it. Fuck it.
Action.
I do this quick. I come quick. I be in this shit all day in this shit. I move around quick. They want me to move around, so I do it swift. I'm hot.
I'm tired of people not saying what it is, man.
I'm a director. Hey, I'm a director. Places, everybody.
Son, I apologize. I took some risks to provide for you and your mother. It landed me in jail for 8 years, and it took me away from you.
Excuse me.
What's up, Pimp?
Hey.
What's going on, Flint?
Just left the shop, man. You left us up there. I figured you might need
okay. Appreciate
it. What y'all got going on up here? Y'all chilling. What's happening? Hey, Charlie, what's up, my nigga? What's the word, my guy?
What's going on, man?
What's the word, dog?
Man, I ain't seen you in a minute, man. What you been up to?
Oh, shit. Not drinking enough protein shakes,
Man. When you light-skinned, you got to play the part, man, so don't nobody fuck with you. You know what I'm saying?
You can use that kind of life, man. Fuck the kids, man.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you. What's been going on, though, man? I'm telling you, nephew been out there doing it big, though.
All these views, man. What is this nigga doing?
This man is a lyrical and creative genius.
I need me a thick but no homo, though, because that's that gay shit. Nigga, as long as I say no homo, it's not gay, right?
Absolutely right, sir. Anime.
Shout out to Charlie Google's film.
This is so dumb.
Everything about this was iconic.
Let me know what you think, bro.
I got you.
We should code.
Like, this needs to be the best meme. This needs to be the next Old Town Road.
What's going on with you, you big French bull, mastiff terrier looking motherfucking dog ass nigga, man? You just like your daddy, man. Look at you, boy. You getting big. Shit, nigga, I almost broke my hand. You bum. What you feeding this nigga?
A whole lot of greens.
You got some more of it? I'm hungry. They got some weed in here.
I want to take some time, though, man. I got to thank y'all, man.
Okay.
First of all, I want to thank you for holding down the shop while I was in the penitentiary, man.
I'm just saying, just all you got to do, nigga, is put the... the alternator. Run the line to the alternator.
Yeah, the tube got to go in the hole.
Without you, none of this would be possible.
Right on.
I love you, man. Brother-in-law, you've been a rock, man. You put money on my books. You kept me eating while I was locked down. You was there for my son. You've been a rock for my wife. Whatever you need, I got you, man. I'm just humbled by that, brother.
I gotta say, though, man, if I had something in my glass, I would toast you. You've been doing right by my sister, and I really honor and appreciate you for that. I know things ain't been perfect, but you've been doing the best that you can. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, brother.
And I appreciate you for that. Glass me up anyhow, even though mine's is empty. Toast to you.
To my son, man, I apologize, Junior. I wasn't living right. And because of that,
The system took me away from you.
The show you are watching is a paid program or advertisement. USA Network is not responsible for the claims and representations made by the sponsor.
Hello, world. I'm Cephas X. Hotep, I have a breakthrough for you today. Years ago, my ex-wife, come on, my beautiful ex-wife, we traveled to Kemet. I picked up what I thought was a harmless blueberry. Unbeknownst to me, it was a Godoji berry. Godoji. Godoji berries have healing qualities. They heal any and everything. You ain't got no hands? Godoji berry. You got a bad knee? Godoji berry. You a little slow and don't know where to go? Godoji berry. Baby, bring me a berry. Hurry up now. Hurry up, baby. Okay, baby. I mean, you need a damn dagger to give me a berry? Why you got a dagger?
My bad, baby.
Okay, I mean, you know. Get the fuck up out the screen. Look.
Yeah, this dude got the key to success, homie.
You know, you're in and out. You're in and out. You just need to be out more times than you're in. And I'm going to get to that, okay? I mean, are you the cameraman or are you me, okay? I'm me. You the cameraman, okay? Look, we walk the path of the great migration. Dogs don't think barks. They think words. Can you please go get me the bits? Hurry up, hurry up. Okay, look. I'm going to eat this berry now. Look, there's a dog there. Look. We gonna bark at the dog. Ain't nothing gonna happen. What? Ready? Let's bark. Look. See nothing. The dog has not responded. See no joining. The dog doesn't know, right? But when I get on my knees, I say, "Come here, boy." The dog comes right to me. See the Godoji bear. It works here. And I swear this is not a scam.
You don't mean... Hey, go dial his number. Get them berries.
Hello? Hello?
Who we getting collect calls from, baby? We getting collect... Okay, Joker.
Hi, can I speak to Cephas X, please?
Hold on.
I'm trying to get a 3.5 of the Godoji berry.
What?
Could you wrap those up in wool?
Are you playing? Hang up the phone.
All righty.
That was classic.
Why are y'all people? Serious callers, please. Okay, who? Carla, how you doing, Carla? How can I help you, Carla?
Yo, Greg, it's your pops.
What? Pop?
It's your pops. Code 819. Come on, man. 819. Please.
I'm tired of people not saying what it is, man.
I'm a director. Hey, I'm a director. Places, everybody.
You look great today.
Thank you.
I mean, this is practically like selling blueberries. Is it illegal to sell blueberries?
No.
So why would it be illegal to sell a Godoji berry?
You're right.
It'd be illegal to give a guy blue balls, but you didn't do that, dude, so we're good.
Yeah, exactly like he said. We're good, you know? We're good.
We're gonna beat this.
We're gonna beat it. You have the ability to go back to life as you know it, starting tomorrow. You don't just have a shot. You have a surefire bullseye.
That's what I like to hear.
Why would somebody go to jail over selling a Godoji berry? Do you know what I mean? Is it illegal to eat berries? I think not. Is it illegal to sell whatever you want to sell?
I mean, I know I said things that they could do that they may not possibly be able to do, but there are good things that this berry does. There's oxidants. They oxidate in the body. They bring oxygen.
You are a capitalist, all right? You're a capitalist. You're Ben Franklin with a rat tail.
This table is
going to get you out of here.
Oh,
okay?
Chest bump you so hard.
Listen. No, you're an incredible asset to this company, but I need you to just be cool.
More,
like
I'm more of a
bit
boob.
More on the quiet side.
More of a
today
boob guy. But yeah, I'm down.
Just be a little bit more on the quiet side, cool. And we're gonna be good.
We got this, dude. He's, my dad owns this corporation.
His dad actually does own the court. So, and you got me. Does it look like there's any nervousness in
there? No, you don't look nervous at all.
No.
Matter of fact, you're calming me down. I'm calm, man.
Take some of it. Just take some. I want you to picture that you're driving through the park. There's a little bit of a speed bump, okay? That's what happens. You got to go a little slow. But then you get back on the freeway and you start gunning it again, okay?
Right.
This court case is a little bitty speed bump. Mm-hmm. All right? But you're going to get out of the non-speeding zone and you're going to be back on the freeway in no time.
Dude, we got this, all right?
Yeah.
I'm a professional dude, and I got this, and you got this, and you got this. We all got this, dude.
Rocks. Is he intoxicated?
He's probably been drinking, but don't worry about him. By the time we get to the court, he's going to be very, very relaxed. He's going to be sedated.
And this works. What you guys have has worked
his
before.
His dad actually owns this courtroom, which is crazy. That's why, even though he's kind of a burnout, he's doing us a favor by being here with us. The judge is going to see him, and he's going to say, it's almost like a subtle nod.
8 years!
What? 8 years?
Dude, he's like 23. He's not 8, you stupid judge, dude. Stupid.
Court adjourned!
Your Honor, this is my first case, okay? If you do this to me, I'm gonna be moving back in with my mother, okay? And I haven't had sex in 4 years, and when I got this case, Your Honor, I had sex for the first time. It was a prostitute, but... I still had the confidence to initiate a conversation with her.
Phyllis!
He can be a good representative for Black Americans everywhere. I've seen the Godoji Berry Farm, and it is something to die for. Your Honor, we can take you on a free ride there.
This is a party foul, dude!
All you have to do is
this judge is a big party foul. Do you even go to parties like...
Get him out my courtroom, court adjourned. 8 years. Out my face.
You're a fucking...
I'm not 8 years old either!
I'm gonna fucking kill you, okay? I'm gonna fucking slit your throat, and I'm gonna cut out your insides, and I'm gonna stick them inside of a pinata, and I'm gonna hit it with a baseball bat over and over and over, okay?
Only thing I'm dying over are these new memes about freaking boomers, dude.
Let me tell you a story about my client, okay? There was a man named Samuel Beckett. He was in a wheelchair. He was paralyzed from the neck down from birth, okay? This guy, every single day, his mother would have to give him a sponge bath. He was in his 30s. It was the saddest thing you would have ever seen. They would bathe him. He smelled bad. He couldn't even talk. His tongue actually hung out of the side of his mouth like a golden retriever on 100-degree weather. It was the saddest thing you could have ever seen. It was almost like he was completely hopeless. My client right here at the Godoji Farm, he wheeled him in his bathtub. He installed wheels on the bottom of the bathtub, and he lifted it up like a wheelbarrow while his tongue was hanging out of the side of the porcelain. And he took him to the Godoji farm, and he gave him a Godoji berry, and he cured him. This was us playing offense, trying to score a touchdown, okay? Now we're just on defense, okay? This doesn't mean you're gonna get 8 years in jail, okay? I need you to trust me.
Two. Big Joker. Nothing's funny this morning, huh? Tres. Who had a burrito? Burritos was Tuesday. Four. Five, six, seven.
The fuck is y'all laughing at?
Where's number 8? Huh? Come on. Where is number 8? 8! You couldn't hold it? Six, seven, you won't handle that.
You motherfucking ass. Yes,
at
the end of the day, I can't complain. The only enemy I have is me and my own big head. Me and Charlie Google's been running scams since 1985, partner.
Get it from God, my nigga.
Al Sharpton, really, nigga? You let Don King slap you over a bag of scrunchies.
So I started a campaign, Real Ass Matters. Because I think we need to stop fucking with these bitches with these fake booties. It's ridiculous. Like, we should pop them. When you see a fake booty, you should just pop that motherfucker. Like, shit. Damn. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I'm a real bitch. You know, like, I'm going to stay a real bitch till I die. And real bitches don't do shit for niggas like that. Like, we're not about to go please you, injecting shit in our ass. We don't even make the bed up for you. Like, we don't even like your mama. Like, fuck your sister. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, real bitch shit. Like, I'm not finna go get shit in my ass for you to play with? What the fuck? It's ridiculous. Listen to this shit. Like, sit your ass down. Nigga ain't even got a good job. So, like, you want me to have a bigger ass? Really? Like, tired of it. I'm tired of being a parent. Give it up. I'm almost done. I just started liking that bitch, and then I was like, nah, not really. I don't, because I didn't get that. You know, they said when she...
Hey, welcome to Craig Facts. You know what it is.
Boom, boom, boom.
We might be the biggest show on the planet. So yeah. About 3,000 pounds of nigga up in here.
Heavy.
Dwayne is 6'1". 330. Snaps is 6'1". You 6'1", 6'2"?
6'3".
You ain't no motherfucking 6'3". Who you been? I'm taller than you.
I'm 6'2". Huh? I'm 6'2".
Like 6'4"? Hell no,
I'm 6'2".
I'm 6'2".
You ain't no 6'2".
I know you've been telling the hoes you 6'3".
Snaps is NBA height.
6'3", nigga.
Snaps 5'10".
I've been 6'3".
Nigga shit on 2K.
On 2K.
Snaps 7'3".
I give you 6'2". I mean, if you say you're 6'3", I'm 6'4".
Yeah, you're
about. But you 260?
About.
Shit. I don't know. How tall? I mean, how much you weigh?
245, 6 feet. I'm the heaviest I've ever been in my life.
Oh, really? Blaze, 6'7".
Yeah.
280?
300?
Yeah, give or take. And I'm talking a pound or two.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then show, which is about 302?
Nah, formerly. like the artist formerly known as Prince, you know? Like that, you know, I'm 260 right now, you know what I mean?
Oh, 260.
Yeah, 6'4", you dig me?
Todd?
Man, 5'11", 230.
You 230?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't realize you was that short, Todd.
5'11"?
Old people, they like kind of compact that shit. You know? No disrespect.
No, man. Nigga, they weigh show at PetSmart.
That is funny, nigga.
How are we gonna get him out the cage? You gonna help me get this motherfucker out the cage? We got to weigh him before we sell him.
Nigga, that's funny,
that
nigga.
Funny. That shit is hilarious.
Like, how much the cage weigh? We just subtract the weight of the cage and just put the cage on.
Right,
I'm 6'2".
That's funny.
Hey, y'all know it's 9 different types of intelligence.
11.
No.
They say 7, they say 9.
Didn't know that.
You got spatial, okay. Naturalist, musical, logical, mathematical, existential, existential.
Hang in there.
Existential. I said this shit right, you punk motherfuckers.
Never give up.
Interpersonal, bodily, kinesthetic, linguistic, and intrapersonal.
You said interpersonal twice?
Did I say it twice?
I think so.
No.
You said spatial? What the
fuck
is spatial? Spatial is somebody that visualizes the world in 3D.
People that know how to put shit in order. Them interior designer niggas.
Sound like high.
Interior decorators, yeah. They just, that a whole feng shui religious shit. That was a nigga that was.
Religious shit.
That's a spatial nigga.
It's a feng shui religious nigga.
It's a part of they shit. It's a part of the.
Buddhist thing, right? Buddha, yeah, how your furniture and things are placed to give the flow of energy and
feng shui.
Yeah,
all that matters.
That's some real nigga shit. Sound high.
It all matters.
Naturalist. That's somebody that just understands living things and nature. Just innately, they just they just get it. Musical. I think I'm a few of these.
Spatial?
Musical.
I'm the first.
Discerning one. Sounds, pitch, tone, rhythm. Mm-hmm. That's me for sure.
Yeah.
Logical, mathematical. That's Blaze.
Yeah, I don't mean no but fucking sense.
Blaze is musical and logical, mathematical. Yeah. But music, musical and logical, mathematical is really the same shit.
They are very similar.
You know what I'm saying?
You need music is all math. Quarter notes, eighth notes, it's math.
Existential. Tackling the questions of why we live and why we die. That's that nigga right there. That's out of.
Hey, I'm that in the first two, spatial and natural.
Your music needs work, but everything not else. In the club, it's hot. Hot in the club. Everybody hot with the club. Hot in the club. We're hot in the club.
You ain't scared, nigga.
We're going to burn it down because it's hot in the club.
Oh,
shit.
The club is on fire.
Oh, shit. Interpersonal, sensing people's feelings and motives. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That snaps.
I'm proud of you on that.
Oh. Yeah, I got that. Yeah.
Yeah. Bodily kinesthetic. Anything got to do with bodies.
That's you too, nigga. You discern smells, nigga.
Wean yourself off the candy. Bodily kinesthetic. Coordinating your mind with your body.
That's some dancing niggas.
Yeah.
And athletes too.
I dig that.
Oh no, that's you.
Athletes and dancers.
Yeah. I'm that too in a way. Linguistics for sure, me and Dewan Blaze. Interpersonal. Well, in linguistics, if you don't know, finding the right words to express what you mean.
Right.
Interpersonal, understanding yourself, what you feel, and what you want. Mm-hmm. Which one is you, Todd?
Probably that last one. You know what I'm saying? Understanding myself and what I want. The athlete when you got to witness the jumper up close. Uh-huh. So everybody right here. Uh-huh. 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 Don't ask me no more. Ask that man. Okay.
We ain't buying that athletic shit.
See, you heard it?
No,
you know we ain't buying that athletic shit.
You heard Craig?
You heard Craig.
Uh-huh.
I've seen the tapes.
Ooh. We saw y'all race each other.
Yeah. That was a long time ago. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I was a part of it.
That was a long time ago. He said a long time ago.
Oh, that was old.
I was younger.
Yeah.
You was younger? Yeah. That nigga aged like Morgan Freeman.
And you aging dog ears.
Yeah, that's cool, nigga. If we looked at this show based on your outfit, it looked like a rerun.
In the chat, just post how many times you seen that Best Bud shirt from show.
Probably only 38.
Hey, you wearing it?
At least 38.
I swear, every vlog that I did, you got that same outfit.
This,
yeah.
I just got this one from S Class. Shout out S Class.
No, you didn't just get that. Yep, shit. You just put it on again.
What kind of intelligence do you think you are, show?
Like shit. I know what I want. The last one, I believe I know what I want and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. That's it. I think
the cool part about it?
What?
You have all these forms of intelligence, and a lot of us are a little bit of each one, but really big on different ones. But school only tests you on linguistic and mathematic.
Right.
You got all kind of little geniuses walking around this motherfucker that geniuses in something. But because their mind works, linguistic and mathematical is low, so they averaging C's and D's.
Facts.
And they feel like they stupid. When they really great at something else, it's just the school don't have nothing for
embrace
them.
Embrace it. They don't...
Yeah, I feel you on that one, Duane. I feel like school don't embrace it. I feel like they should have a school that embrace everybody's gifts or what they, because if you, like what did Albert Einstein say? You can't judge a fish on how high he could climb a wall, because that's not his thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, why would that be his thing? Just like people, not everything going to be, not first of all, school's a setup. Let's get that straight. How many jobs, jobs y'all went to and they asked you, hey, who was Christopher Columbus?
Who is it?
Like, you feel a rapist and a fucking liar. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. At the end of the day, I ain't getting no job.
He was
job
just doing on his job.
Yeah. That, call it what
he
you
was
want.
Hired by the Spanish government to do a job, right? Yeah, he got the contract. He did it under... I'm saying he did it with the permission of the government. Is Christopher the problem? Yeah. Or the Spanish government the problem?
Well, it was Christopher Columbus, he kind of low-key played the Spanish government. It was like, hey, give me some more money. I got some more missions. And they ended up arresting his ass. And
they put
his ass in jail, and that's why his ass is buried in Puerto Rico somewhere, not in Spain, because they're like, nah, you fucked us over.
But in defense, there are schools that are slowly trying to accommodate kids in different learnings. You know, you have charter schools.
But even with the charter schools and the funding, whenever that you do find schools that teach outside of the mathematics and linguistic, they'll get funding for like a couple years. Then you look up that school to be gone. It's like you gotta have money to really go to them other schools. That's why homeschooling is the best.
And not even just the money, the teachers, because you gotta have teachers who are dedicated to want to stay in for the long haul. Yeah. You know what I mean? You have teachers that may dedicate 5 years of their life and be really great teachers, but after a while.
I think schools in America should only teach math and science. All the other shit, the parents should have to teach the kids.
Yeah.
Know how to add, know how to do science. Cultural shit is our responsibility. I'm tired of niggas being mad because white folks ain't teaching us about Hotepping and that ain't their responsibility. Right. Why would I expect these motherfuckers to give a fuck about where we came from? Them niggas don't even be knowing Scandinavian history. Niggas act like white folks is just out here on some diabolical, we know everything about being white, and you know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers these niggas are, if you literally break it down, these white folks in this country are just taking advantage of what the fuck they people did that came before them.
If these niggas gonna keep giving you the resources for free and spend all their goddamn time tracing the hoop dream, even though they 5'2", you know what I mean? Why would I tell you about yourself? Why would I tell you? Are you gonna keep giving me your resources? You gonna injure your body and get brain damage in football so I can entertain myself? And I can keep all the good paying engineer jobs by not telling you about it? I'm gonna keep doing that shit too.
Right.
It's on you to do that.
How come you niggas ain't training your dogs to open the refrigerator?
What the fuck?
Get a remote.
I'm just saying, we was three fifths of human beings. To them, we was three fifths of humans. We still cattle subconsciously. Why the fuck would you train the cow to make ice cream?
You would.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen, niggas. I'm tired of you niggas out here marching and complaining. Our history is our responsibility.
Go talk.
All we need is the math and science from these motherfuckers. All this extra shit is just extra. Nigga, what if Tariq was waiting on a white motherfucker to teach him about his history? We wouldn't have hidden colors.
Yeah.
Hey, Craig.
That nigga took it upon himself to learn, surround himself with elders, master teachers, and he created something that changed the world. He forever cemented his place in our history. Because he's an unselfish nigga that chose to put something out there that could grow you as a man. That's the type of responsibility you needed to be taking if you black in this country. Fuck what they could do for us. What can you contribute to our culture?
Where do you get it from, though? You feel what I'm saying? Like you
got to go get it. You got to go find it.
I know, but I'm saying that's not an answer. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is for the people, they teaching you this in school, but it's a whole nother history that they not teaching us. You feel what I'm saying? So for the people out there, tell them, where do we go? Like you said, Tariq Nasheed has
Africa, nigga. Get your ass a job, get you a passport, and go be around some other niggas that don't fuck with you like that in Africa. Don't think when you get off that plane, it's going to be, my brother, you're home. No, nigga, they don't fuck with you either, nigga. You got to fuck with you.
Yeah, like, that's why you got to get into the books, like what you were saying. You know what I mean? You got to get... It's a good place to start. Chancellor Williams, I said on my show earlier, Destruction of African Civilization, Dr. Ben, Dr. Francis Gress Wilson, Dr. John Henry Clark, Dr. Clyde Winters. You know, Dr. Clyde Winters will tell you all about the black history here in America.
Right.
The black people that have been here.
Looking for love in America. You know what?
looking for an identity in America is like looking for love in a brothel. Right. You're in a brothel with a red ring proposing to a bitch that just sucked the dick for $80. This is my wife.
$80.
We're gonna start a family.
$80.
You can make that happen, but it ain't gonna be worth it.
Right. It ain't gonna be worth it.
It's gonna be worth it.
Because my point in that is that they give you these books and they say these are the books you're supposed to believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? These are the books that you're supposed to, you know what I mean? So you growing up learning these books, you feel what I'm saying, in school, all that stuff, and they saying this is what it is. So this is the only, well, how do you know? Because the books told me.
Right.
So now you present a whole other set of books. How do I know which books is which?
You ain't supposed to believe nothing.
Yeah,
you're supposed to take the information for what it is and apply it to your life if it applies. And if not, throw it away and find more information that could grow you. Niggas are, why are niggas looking for shit to believe in? It's the dumbest thing in the world.
That's true.
I think, but I was referring to more of your history.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
I don't believe in my history. Some of these niggas, our ancestors was full of shit niggas too.
That's true.
We can't, we got to teach all of it.
And that's
right. Shaka Zulu was a great warrior, but he was also a fucking psychopath and a fucking rapist.
Yeah. I think SNAPS is referring to, you know, an educational foundation. Like, how do you know, you know, you're hungry? How do you know how do you know you're not full? You just ate some. How do you know that was bullshit they just fed you? Because your stomach ain't growling no more. How do you know? And I think what it boils down to is what you said in the beginning, Craig. You got to be educated at home. You know, so when you go to school, you don't just automatically know those books are bullshit. Your parents got to let you know. And they're going to give you some shit, son, and you just do the song and dance. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, and when you finish the song and the dance, you know, push that shit to the side and, you know what's real because we got to go in at home. But it's a lot of homes that don't have none of that.
You only know what you know, little niggas. You only know what you know. The only person you can 100% vouch for and trust in this world is your motherfucking self.
Right,
that's true.
I know it feels good to feel like you could trust the motherfucker and find comfort, but that shit ain't real, nigga. Mm-hmm. You only know what you know, and the only motherfucker you know is you. And that's the only way that I could describe it. Just take bits and pieces out of shit and apply it to your life. It may be a neo-Nazi motherfucker out here speaking some real shit.
Right.
And if I hear him speaking some real shit and it's applicable, I may take little pieces out of it.
Hell yeah.
I mean, like DeJuan been saying for the last 2 years, it ain't no perfect messengers, only perfect messages.
Facts.
You know, we just putting all these preferences on information as if what we prefer makes it more valid.
Right.
What you prefer don't make some shit valid. Validity is validity.
Right.
It's nothing you could do about it, nigga.
Right.
And it's like, we'll go back to what you said, Snaps, how do you know? We got to know that the school system, the media, they lie through omission. They'll tell you a half-truth. So it's not like you should disbelieve. No, Columbus did exist. You should learn about it. And in school, they're going to tell you about the Vandals and the Visigoths and the Franks. It's good to know what they did because when you know what they, when you know European history, when you know how the Anglo-Saxons get down, you understand how this current government operates. It's something they've been doing long before they met us. They omit the truth. So what they do is that's why as at home, you got to fill in the other half. Like they'll tell you about the Renaissance period, but they won't tell you that it was these black Moors that made the Renaissance period happen. You know what I mean?
What if you don't got nobody at home and to fill in the other?
That's what I was finna say.
Hidden Colors is a great place to start.
Right.
Documentaries like that. Elementary Genocide is a great. When Dr. Carter G. Woodson.
But for the young brothers, who don't got no Craig facts, who don't got a Dewan B., you know.
They got to find it.
They're going to find it.
Because it's a lot of.
Whenever the student's ready, the teacher appears.
Because it's a lot of buy the book parents out there.
Hey, man, where's the book on teaching this nigga Blueface how to not be with a bitch he got to whoop on? I'm tired of. Look, man, I know Africa's great, all that shit. I get the generation before us, they needed that identity because we were stripped.
Right.
So these niggas, Dr. Phil Valentine's AIDS and all these brilliant motherfuckers, they generation needed that. But our generation, we don't need that like they needed it. It's something different that's needed now. We need conflict resolution. You know what I'm saying? This capitalism is killing the thread of our country. Niggas are making weird decisions because they don't know how to be a part of something bigger than self.
You got we living in a society where we got women that want to be men, and I'm not talking about with their sexuality. I'm talking about in the way that they handle business, the way that they deal with men. We got out of order men. We got out of order women. We got selfishness. We got lack of financial understanding.
Mm-hmm.
We got people. You know, it's a lot of cowards. Niggas complaining about employment, scared to start their own businesses. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Niggas who I mean, it's just a lot of weird shit that, yeah, knowing what happened in Africa 2,000 years ago, it'll help us. But I feel like the focus for each generation needs to be changed. You know what I'm saying? Because we can't still be like, nigga, I don't give a fuck about afros and dashikis and unks and all that other shit. I mean, it's a part of our culture, but I feel we could do a better job of progressing as a people.
We can, but we also got to know that it all starts with knowledge of self. If you see yourself as a certain way, that's how you're going to behave. Right. You're only going to behave how you see yourself. So if you only see the half truth that you've been told, that the only successful way you can be as a black man is either be a rapper or athlete, and that's all you know, that's what you're going to behave like.
Right.
So when it comes to feeling the knowledge of self, it's more so to let you know that there are more options than being a rapper or athlete. Right. You can be great doing anything. But after that, it's still on you.
Right.
Because conflict resolution is a big thing. They don't teach that shit no more.
But it has to be a constant thing, because you could start off a certain way, and every time you look up, they're showing you who they want you to be.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, if you don't constantly remind yourself every day that I got to go against what they trying to show me, you feel what I'm saying? You're going to end up just, it's a up, you ain't never going to win that shit. Because they're telling you who to be. You know what I mean?
Right.
So if you ain't got no other options.
That's why you have to create your own discipline or follow some other discipline that's been established. But like Craig was saying, taking bits and pieces and establish a discipline that works and applies for you and live it.
Yeah. Education, all education, man, is like, you have to want to know more. You have to do the research yourself. When I got done with film school, I had to reteach myself different aspects of film and script writing. Blaze, I know you do car shit. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't just over after high school, what you learned. You had to want to go learn that shit and want to seek it out.
Yeah, I think what a lot of us is glazing over is the fact that if a motherfucker don't know, you know what I'm saying? If you don't have that foundation, that background, if you don't know, if I told you today, Otto, that there's some lady in Carson that'll buy old shoes, any condition, she giving $40 a shoe, what would you do with your shoes moving forward? They'd be going to that lady, right?
When I'm done with them.
The other ones would be what you've been doing before, throwing them away, give them away, whatever. So I think we need to talk about how do you create that sense of awareness? How do you tell a motherfucker that no, that's a bowl of nachos you ate, young bro. You didn't have no chicken, there's no protein, there's no carbs there for you, there's no nutritional content. You just ate a bowl of nachos, motherfucker. You're not full.
Right.
You're just satisfied right now. And not really, you know. So I think one way we can go about that is we need to come together and set up something, you know, we need to teach people how to identify themselves. If you have these symptoms, you know what I'm saying, and run down a list of symptoms of you know, first of all, if you don't have a father figure, role model, you don't have a plan, you don't have a direction. If you fall into any of this shit, you need to come down to the center of blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And come hear what we got to talk about, like a, you know, church, but obviously not the religion, you know, just you know, we need to set something like that up, man, so we can, you know, so those lost people can hear some shit that could resonate with them. He said, wait a minute.
Another thing you could do, if you're out there, ask questions. Yeah, you know what I mean, it's a lot of shit that we don't even fuck. We feel like we know, but if you don't know, ask that shit. Find, you know what I mean? Look into it, because it's a lot of shit that we know. We think we know. We don't look into it. We just believe what the fuck we think.
Well,
we
that's
know
why
already.
That's wanting to know. That's why like the people have to want it, because these places they're out there. They've always been there. But well, if
where
you don't
do you
want
get
it,
that want from though?
That inside, that comes from inside, because everything ain't for everybody. And some people are gonna go through life oblivious to certain things that they never gonna learn.
No, for those who do want to learn, they'll find it. It's too many dumb
niggas.
If you don't know that you have a problem, why would you be looking for a solution?
I'm saying you'll see something or something to make you, you'll see something fishy. Like, you know what I mean? Remember,
some of your life ain't
remember in The Matrix when a nigga seen the two cats? It was like, nigga, I just seen two cats, which is regular to him. But they like, no, hold on, nigga, to look into that shit. Yeah. Look into the shit.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
If I meet up with y'all And Otto says, "Oh man, I'm starving." I start grabbing his belly and he wanna go put some in his mouth. He wanna eat. He wanna
drink. What?
You it just gets crazy.
Wow.
I'm gonna relate feeling this nigga.
Y'all niggas stupid.
You know what's on their mind, right? So when Otto say hungry and I'm like, I recognize that feeling. That's not what I feel right now. I just came out this room by myself eating a bowl of nachos. I feel okay. So I want. I don't have the same hunger and desires. I don't need to go into that kitchen over there. Well, I don't need to go. You know what I'm saying?
If you're constantly looking to improve yourself, then you
why would you be looking to improve yourself if you don't know if you don't know you need improvement?
That's probably the first place to start.
Some people naive, bro.
Some people just ain't gonna make it.
Cause I remember when when I was 350, bro. Like I was like, man, fuck it, man. This is how it's gonna be for the rest of my life. You feel what I'm saying? And I was just like, yo, fuck it. Like, I eat what the fuck I want, when I want, da-da-da-da. That's how I was. Like, I was really like that, bro. And I was just in denial that I didn't want to change. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been that all my life. So after I dropped about 100 pounds, you feel what I'm saying? It's like one of those things. It was like when I was 350, I was like, damn, I'm only 50 pounds away from 400. I knew I wasn't healthy. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing that just woke me up. Sometime, you're either going to be naive to the fact or you're just going to be like, fuck it.
Right. Hey, let me ask you this question, though. Is there a real way, Craig DeWant, that you can get to the real truth? That's what I mean by that. They raising you in school on these books. Now you go read other books. You feel what I'm saying? And you're stuck in a rotation of books. How do I know this book is the truth and this one is not the truth?
Because
is there both books?
You have to spend time sitting with yourself. And when you sit with yourself, you can sort out all the books and you can see what don't make sense. Because the more time you sit with yourself, you can sort out the bullshit.
What makes sense, but don't make sense.
Yeah,
What if niggas don't like to read? That's what I'm saying. How you know that you getting shit from people that was here before you even existed?
No, spending time with yourself. Some people go crazy. Some people don't. But spending time with yourself, you'll break and you'll see the truth.
Dude, what you gotta know. You gotta know that if you read three books a day, every day of your life,
you still wouldn't find the truth.
You still know like 1% of what's out there to know.
Right.
Right.
You're not gonna get it all. You're not gonna know it all. It's just that if you're curious about something, learn more about it. If it's inside of you to investigate deeper, you gotta follow whatever's in you. Because at the end of the day, everybody got their own things that they're gonna be interested in.
Exactly why I watch movies.
Oh my God!
I don't read. I watch like
1%. Nigga show like I don't want to learn shit or substance.
Nigga, 1%, my nigga, 3 books a day, 1%, nigga. That's
hey, but so you didn't know who Vladimir Putin was? Like that's kind of bad.
That's all good. That nigga
certain
things. That nigga don't stay in L.A.
So, ain't no niggas only Vlad TV don't only Vlad in LA, huh? You stupid. I ain't mad at that. It's gonna take
for the world to take away all feature films and ways to watch it for you to just start reading again.
Again.
I mean, because at that point you ain't got no entertainment, so the only thing you're gonna see around is letters and rubbles. You don't see a letter.
Hey, show, do you at least watch documentaries?
No, I watch them sometime. I watch a Tupac documentary.
I mean, non-entertainers. Have you ever seen a documentary? Have you ever seen a documentary that wasn't tied to an entertainer or athlete?
I watched
Malcolm X with Denzel.
A long ass time ago. I watched that. King? I watched the one with Denzel. Yeah, I did watch that.
Have you ever turned on PBS?
That nigga, when I was a kid.
That nigga ain't watched nothing without Bokeem Woodbine in
it. Bokeem. Oh, shit.
Bring up a picture of Bokeem.
You think I'm not a man if I can't get a gig?
He is the greatest He's the greatest bad actor of all time.
Yeah,
he's a good actor,
and he keep getting worse.
He's the most popular non-famous.
He got a
no, that nigga famous.
Yeah, don't trust him in whatever movie he is.
He's not a great actor.
Any movie?
Come on, any movie.
He's like he got the gangster look, but he has a whitewashed voice. Like
he don't match none of his roles.
Jason's lyrics.
You want us to go?
Yeah, he looked like Dave Chappelle's rough ass brother.
What he said? He said, "Oh, you think I'm because I can't get a gig?" Yeah. And, Jason Lyrics, man, that nigga's hilarious. Get the fuck out of Dodge.
When they edit him in movies, they always got to edit out Deed. Come on, dude, what the fuck are you doing, Deed? Dude, how the fuck did you get in my house, Deed?
That is hilarious, bro. Hilarious.
That nigga's, I mean, he's not a bad actor, but he's not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's not.
He's too shady, man. Yeah. He's shady.
The Jason Lyrics role really got me. Like, oh, this nigga can't act.
But that was his first, that was his first one.
Was it?
He was good at Dead Presidents, though.
Dead President.
He was good at Dead Presidents. He was funny as fuck.
That nigga was dead funny as fuck.
And then when he became the preacher, then you knew, like, you foolish shit ass nigga.
Can't trust
him. Socked the fuck out. That was,
his best role was one where he didn't hear his voice. Right. Life.
That's
hilarious. The roles that he shuts the fuck up in,
yeah, man. Right.
Untouchable.
I can't get right. It's
can't
classic.
Right. I don't know. He's that's hilarious. I don't know. To be
Queen
honest.
Queen of Slim. He was good at Queen of Slim.
I've seen a lot of special ed people, and he didn't really. His special ed returned.
You weren't one of your classmates.
No, it wasn't good. You can tell he was acting like he was retarded. Like he wasn't really just retarded.
Okay.
He didn't beat a character.
No.
Yeah. I've seen it. Yeah,
he's really retarded. Have you seen his signature?
Bokeem Woodbine.
He's really retarded.
You got a Bokeem Woodbine autograph?
I got an autograph. Yo, this nigga acts like we got it. Like this nigga went to the meet and greet. That nigga went to the Carter premiere film.
Yeah, yeah, I got his autograph.
That's hilarious.
This nigga Craig bought merch.
Here you go, little man.
I think an autograph is a smiley face. He don't know his name. So I'm happy you like me. If you wrote his name on the paper and showed it to him, he wouldn't know what the fuck it was. He would think it was witchcraft. What the fuck is a scribble on the paper?
I think it's a director out there that was like,
nigga tried to hypnotize me with these lines. But nigga, that's your name, nigga.
That's your name.
The nigga smiley face. He the only nigga put teeth on the smiley face.
Teeth on a smiley face, nigga. That's random.
Separated a little bit. Teeth,
that teeth on a smiley face. Nigga.
Oh my god. Teeth on a smiley face, nigga.
It's my face bite.
That's funny.
We love you, nigga, but you can't act.
Oh man.
How he keep getting these roles? You think as a director, it's like I know.
It's his look.
Perfect look.
He looked like a look. He looked like a demon, like a good demon, yeah.
Like a good demon,
like a Christian demon, like a saved demon. Demon, like a nigga look like he's.
I ain't drinking soul like no more.
Like average pastor.
Like Azazel changed his life. Look at that nigga. You know all that shit I did in the Old Testament was wrong. I think I'm gonna come back to Christ.
How about these baby bones back?
He looked like he actually read Malachi.
He looked like a full-size gremlin.
Yeah, that's the demon the devil sent to convince you to sacrifice one of your kids. Like, your older son, man. Show me you love God.
Show me you love God.
Oh, my goodness.
His name is Damon.
You going to pay the Passover angel?
He know he ain't shit.
Oh, man.
If I brought him in here right now, he ain't gonna say.
You good,
like, he gonna be like, dude, you guys are fucking right, bro. Like, I'm getting away with fucking murder, dude.
Hey, on my mom.
Fucking getting away with fucking murder, dude.
That's hilarious.
Fucking crazy, bro. Oh,
remember that nigga caught up?
Yeah. What he said caught up. What was
the what was the fifth line he said, show?
Fifth line. What did he say when that girl set him up and shit? I forgot, nigga. I ain't seen that movie in forever, but I just remember all the gestures. It was supposed to be a gangsta ass movie with Snoop Dogg, nigga, murdering all kind of shit.
Corrupt?
It was when in the beginning the nigga said, "Hey, I told you to put your fucking seatbelt on, man." Remember when his homeboy flew through the window after the bank robbery?
Yeah,
that's exactly what he said.
Motherfucking Bokeem Woodbine and Keith David are the most untrustworthy motherfuckers in the movie.
Bring up Keith David.
Nigga. Keith David is awesome. Keith David is awesome.
Keith David, if he's in the movie, but you don't trust him.
He was in Dead Presidents.
Really?
Keith David.
He's the one with one leg.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Keith David. Can't trust that motherfucker.
No movie.
It's kind of hard to trust any nigga with two first names.
I mean, he did a great job in The Devil.
Yeah, that's the picture right there.
That nigga looks like The Devil. That's the dad from
I ain't seen it. Bring up, Keith David.
He's a dude from.
Oh, yeah.
He's Gargoyle.
You can't trust that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. You can't.
Don't trust that. Look at him. Any film.
Keith look like he always got something in his ass.
They
got a small Bible in his ass. One of them little Bibles.
Ice Cube should have known he was going to fuck up the barbershop when he told it to him.
That's Nunu's daddy. Right?
Yeah. Keith David.
Keith David is untrustworthy.
Yeah, I never knew that nigga name, dog. That's crazy.
I never knew. I always call him Kirby from Dead Presidents.
That's terrible, man.
Yeah, I never knew
his name. That was his name, Kirby.
I always called him Mr. Wallace.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
What you got for us, Ty?
Oh, man, this weekend, man, there was a game with the Raiders and the Cardinals, and the Cardinals pulled off a miraculous victory with some last-second heroics by Kyler Murray. And Kyler Murray's walking out and congratulating the fans, and the fans congratulating him, and one of the fans slapped him.
Oh, yeah.
And they saying that one of the fan that slapped him was possibly a Cardinals fan.
Yeah, they need a square up pit.
Yeah, you slapping athletes? Come on down to the field, 50-yard line.
They should have them in that phone booth where they're up there swinging on each other.
Oh, that phone booth fight. Fucking
oh, that
amazing.
Phone booth fight? Yeah.
That's crazy. You seen that shit?
Get your ass beat.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, up close.
It takes all the strategy out of boxing.
Yeah.
Nigga, it's just like, who got the, I don't know. What strategy is it, nigga, if you're in a phone booth? And
the best combination.
Ain't no running around.
It's white people running from nigga athleticism.
Yeah.
They're like, that's what it is. Let's make the, I mean, I'm tired of this nigga being, you know what I mean? Let's change the rules to make it fair for us, right. Dude.
No haymaking.
None.
You put, what if two big ass niggas get in that box?
Start wrestling.
One is coming out.
Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury in that little ass phone booth.
Oh, fog that motherfucker up. Man. You ain't gonna see shit. It's gonna be foggy.
A hugging contest.
It'd be all elbows to the face because it's all tight right here. Forearms to the face, elbows to the face.
How you gonna get your elbows up in the elevator? I mean,
you walk in like this, nigga. Come down.
Smash that like button, you whole ass nigga. Smash the like button, man. And we gonna go to this caffeine app in about 5 minutes. So make sure y'all log into that caffeine app. We're going to start taking calls. We're going to take about 7-8 calls, and then we're going to go to the caffeine app. The number's 818-925-0273. Again, 818-925-0273.
The Comedy Press.
The question of the day is this. What do we need to do different as a people? What do we need to do different?
Smokey Robinson.
We did all the marching we could do. Shit, Hidden Colors is probably the most progressive thing that's happened for us in the last 20 years.
4 volumes.
All of them.
Five.
What else can we do?
Damn.
What else can we do?
Mm. Apply.
Stop hating on each other.
But what outcome? What outcome we want?
Smokey
Robinson. Call in. Speak on the topic and roast with us. Yeah. 818-925-0273. What can we do? I mean, the line between the normal motherfuckers and the entertainers is every day is getting narrower and smaller. So it's going to disappear pretty soon. I couldn't picture a fan firing on Wilt Chamberlain 50 years ago.
Oh, hell no.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I couldn't picture nobody firing on Michael Jordan coming out the locker room 30 years ago.
Right.
I couldn't picture nobody running up on Shaq 20, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
There was some big niggas to run up on, bro.
Right.
There was some 7-foot niggas.
Mike Tyson.
I think if you shoot one, everybody else will get scared.
You run up on Mike Tyson, you crazy.
Hey, thank you for calling Craig Facts. It sounded like you said your name was Ty.
Ty, yeah.
Okay, nice to meet you, Ty. Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Buffalo.
Buffalo, man. Buffalo is gangster than a motherfucker, man. Y'all ran Freddie Gibbs up out that motherfucker, man.
I'm from Pittsburgh.
Oh, see, I ain't got shit to do with the Freddie Gibbs shit, man. I just let you know, man. Hey, look, Freddie, if you're listening, man, I don't know what the fuck them niggas. He act like Freddie on the phone. Like, man, Freddie, look, if you're listening, Freddie, I ain't got shit to do with none of the shit that happened to you in Buffalo when you got your ass whooped. When you got thoroughly dog walked.
The nigga said, I'm Jerome Bettis, not Thurman Thomas. Huh?
But talk to us, man. What can we do different as a people, man?
I always said this before, man. Us as a people of color, or anybody down with our color, we need to sit out a day and show people what type of power we have. We serve you food. We do everything for you. We break our backs. We created this country, but at the same time, though, we are second-class citizens. Sometimes even third-class citizens in this country, we walk down the street.
Right.
So we could set up a date that we could go ahead and sit out, not everybody not go to work just for one day.
Yeah.
And watch how the country will unfold, and they ask us to come and do something for us.
We can't just sit out of work, though.
Everything.
We can't just sit out of work. We got to make sure nobody else can go into the job.
That's a hard thing. People not willing to sacrifice, though. Yeah, other people were not willing to sacrifice one day.
You know, that would be great. That's real power. That would shift the country's financial state in a heartbeat. That would show. Yeah, that's a great suggestion, buddy. Now look,
that would show them the power that we have.
Yeah, man, I agree. I mean, I definitely agree. And Dr. Claude Anderson would be proud of that that suggestion, because that's an understanding of economics. And I salute you. Hey, man, you got the floor, man. Go ahead and roast who you want to roast.
Oh, no, man, I ain't into that, man. I'll let y'all do that, man.
Oh, this nigga.
Rest in peace to my boy, Teddy Ray, man.
Yeah, rest in peace.
I love y'all on roast, man. And, man, and y'all just keep on doing y'all thing, man.
Hey, man, we appreciate you, man. And if I owe you something, get it from God. God, God, God. Next caller.
Shout out to Todd out there.
Todd, your namesake.
Yeah. Man, you know what I think? I don't know if we can do a whole month. Oh, go ahead.
Call from
Eddie.
Eddie. What's going on, Eddie? Thank you for calling Craig Facts, Mr. Eddie.
Eddie.
Where you calling from, Eddie? It's
Eddie. This nigga. Yeah. Mississippi.
Mississippi?
Yes, Mississippi.
Eddie. Mississippi. Okay, Eddie, talk to us. Is there anything we can do as a people, Eddie, to further our plight, Eddie?
Yeah.
To position black people to be better equipped to succeed in this country, Eddie?
Hey, man, stop that shit, bro.
He said, hey, stop that shit, bro.
I'm fucking with you, Eddie.
Hey, but everything, I think we need to insulate.
Okay, you said insulate, like air conditioning?
Yep.
Yeah. No, not insulate as an air conditioning, but just like how we used to do back in the 50s, man. Before we spent the dollar, there was always someone that we can spend a dollar in our own community. What we fucking up is, like, even with these athletes, when they go into, and even the entertainers, when they go into, like, their business, they don't think to go and open a grocery store.
Right.
That's where it started. America already got the infrastructure here for us to take full advantage. You know what I'm saying?
So, I agree.
If we had a grocery store, if we started back farming, and if that's the biggest key, like being from Mississippi and seeing these farms, these white people haven't let these farms out there in grips generations.
Can I say something, Eddie? DeJuan's face lit up when you said grocery stores. I've been telling people for a long time, that's the key, is groceries, nigga. We got to grocer ourselves back into dollars. But Eddie is definitely correct, though.
That's hilarious.
Go ahead, Eddie.
Coming from Mississippi and seeing the, I can give you a name of a farm called the Ditton Farm. These people hadn't let this farm out there family generations for years, and they never will. But they stagnated the town. Like, if you look at the town could be huge, but their farm take up so much of the infrastructure that could be there, but I understand why they did it. You can pass this on for generations and generations and generations, and the poor people that stuck living there, either you move or you stay.
What part of Mississippi is it at?
The Delta. Cleveland, Clarksdale, Shelby, Mound Bayou. Like, Mound Bayou was like one of the first all-black cities in America.
Right,
and it
right.
get overlooked. Like, you probably hear a different city get named as one of the all-black, first all-black cities in America. But actually,
Mound Bayou.
It probably was Mound Bayou, too. Because, like, when they freed the slaves from Mississippi, they freed the slaves in southern Mississippi. And they gave them land and sold them land in northern Mississippi. So that's why some of the towns are so small and so They're like, they're not really small, but if you look at the farmland that's around them, you see why the white people or the people, and it's just common sense business. Right. Why let this town grow and take away from the land there when we can continue to make money for ourselves for generations and generations? And if they don't take advantage of the little land and the resources that we did leave them, so be it.
Right.
But that's what I think we need to do. I think if we start farming, growing, just getting back to just, I should be able to buy a T-shirt from Otto.
Right.
And Otto should be able to buy a carburetor from Blaze.
Right. Well, he can actually buy a carburetor from Blaze right now.
He can't buy a carburetor.
Blaze got them in his pocket.
Hey, it's group economics.
His pocket.
Hey, it's group.
That's just one of the things I noticed.
It's group economics. Dog and sled. If we don't pull for each other, then there's trouble ahead. That's a, you know what I mean?
Turn this Gayfield ass out of here.
That nigga, you don't march for our rights. You munch for our rights.
I'm going to chew till it's change out here. I'm going to chew till shit changes out this motherfucker.
Is it possible for me to ask DeJuan a question?
Go ahead.
Impossible.
Put hot sauce on it.
season your question.
Let it marinate.
This better be a lemon pepper question.
Well, how do you feel about when do you think black people were in a better space when we were segregated, or do you think that we started losing our grip financially when we integrated?
Hell yeah, we was better when we were segregated. Desegregation was the worst thing to happen to us. Right. You know what I mean? Because, we're talking about education, we were educating ourselves. When we were segregated, we produced George Washington Carver, we produced Garrett Morgan, we produced all them inventions that from the 1850 to 1950, that was when we was educating ourselves. And so, yeah, we were passing amongst ourselves economically, you know what I mean, doing business amongst ourselves. We were a lot stronger back then, yes, we were. But we can get it back because we come back together now. It's just not going to be in one particular neighborhood. We got this thing called the internet, so we can come together ideologically no matter where we sit.
Right. I mean, most other smart groups continue to segregate themselves. Armenians segregate themselves.
Hey, on Glendale.
Arabs, Iranians, they segregate themselves. Chinese people come to this country and segregate themselves. So segregation is not a bad thing because, look, what does Dr. Claude Anderson say? Racism is the competition for resources between groups of people. It's as simple as keeping the resources within the community or at least letting them flip a few times before they get outside the community. I'm being honest with you, bro.
You're 100% correct.
I've never sold anything to a Chinese person.
They don't buy shit.
When
you did loans, did they ever come to get a loan from you?
No.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, bro. No worries.
You know why I think that, and especially if you look at the Chinese race, you know why I think, and I wish that Africans would do it too, but the reason I really think that the Chinese people come over here and excel is because they can export from their country here.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Indeed.
You see what I'm saying? That's the big thing that if we had a country that we can export to,
Australia.
I mean, from black people in America would be, you know what I'm saying? We would be in a better situation. Like, we're always at a disadvantage. Like, I had some people that were trying to get into open up a beauty supply. And if you see the racism and the segregation that's in the beauty supply, like, you would damn near have to know somebody in China to get a mainline on some of that yakki.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We got to tell the truth, you know, that there have been times we tried to, you know, have to trade, you know, Wilmington, North Carolina and all that stuff. And that's what the Navy's for. The Navy's like, you niggas ain't about to trade with them niggas in the Dominican. Nah, fuck that. And the Navy intercepts that. And the same thing with the farmland. Black people lost 100 million acres of farmland over the last 100 years.
Right.
And the USDA took responsibility because so many black farmers were buying bad seeds.
Well, here's the thing,
government was purposely selling bad seeds to black farmers so they shit couldn't grow.
We had a lawsuit in Mississippi with the black farmers in Mississippi. They had a lawsuit with the federal government because of it. Like, I'm really versed in, like we're one of the poorest states in America. Yes.
Yep. I got the water crisis going on, too.
In Jackson.
I think, like, 49% of our income is through the federal government. as a state. You see what I'm saying? So,
right.
But the only reason it's like that, if you look at it, and they want to apply racism to it, but racism has everything to do with it. If you look at the reason, Mississippi, look at what we produce farmland-wise. Look right. what we can do, produce agriculture. And yet we're still last in America on everything. Mm-hmm. But it is beautiful down there.
Well, like, let me tell you, Mississippi is a beautiful place. I agree. But let me tell you, man, one thing, one answer is here. Decentralized banking. I know niggas have trouble being all in on these NFTs and these coins and shit, but I'm telling you, man, it puts us outside the system in a good way, man. You avoid interest rate. You avoid all types of things, man. And with some of these NFTs and these different, tokens, we can create our own currency and use our currency to buy shit from each other and buy tangibles. We just have to have a resource to back it with. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it's time to look at alternative ways to generate income. Niggas are too fucking, what's the word? I won't say speculate, but I'm trying to.
Pessimistic,
cautious. Right, you know, like when it comes to doing things the new way, we're pessimistic in a way that's weird, as if the old way has been working for us.
Right.
We want to hold on to this old bullshit when the new shit is here. When like we wanted to present itself to us in a way that convinces us. When really anything that's going to change your life, you got to go seek that.
Thanks.
Change is not going to come find you and convince you that you need to come to the other side, nigga. You got to buckle down and realize, are you really tired of what's going on in your life? And do you really want to change it? Because it's not going to come change you.
Call 877.
Hey, we appreciate you, man. Is anybody on the show you want to roast?
You know what? You always ask me that shit, and the only person I can think of is your ass.
Hey, Nick said I always ask him. Nick, I don't know you like that. What the fuck are you talking about? I always ask you. Like, we be hanging out and shit, nigga. Who the fuck is you, nigga? Yeah, I like this dude. He cool, man. I love it when you call in, bro. Thank you, man. We love and appreciate you, brother.
Man, and when are you guys coming to Chicago where I can make sure I can get tickets or be there?
I know I'm going to be in Chicago in late October. I just got to get the date. But, man, we're going to get on this road pretty soon. Oh, shit, she hung up on you. It wasn't me if you watch it.
Wow.
God. Next caller. Hey, thank you for calling Craig Facts. Your name?
Nick Aaron.
Nick Aaron. Hey, okay, Karen. So Nick and Karen, you named after your mother and your father? Nick Karen.
Nick Aaron.
Oh, Nick Aaron. Nice to meet you. Oh, this nigga, he don't play no games. Yeah, right? Ain't shit funny to me, nigga. I don't do the funny shit, okay? I called in on the basis of some seriousness. And you want to come with the funnies, Nick?
This nigga don't even show his teeth at his job. Yeah, he ain't fucking with nobody.
I don't be teeing with niggas I don't know.
Yeah, he ain't fucking with nobody.
I don't know you, nigga. Don't forget that. I'm calling in, but I don't really know you.
That nigga told the CEO that.
That nigga ain't laughed since tonight.
You got a deep freeze in your trunk, nigga.
Say it again.
The one got a deep freezer in his trunk.
He got straight up. Hey,
I called in last week, man. I wanted to call in and apologize to Todd, man, because, I said he had a suicide pill in his headband. Well, no, I ain't tell everybody that. I asked him about it. He said, surrender is not an option.
That nigga been at the house working on that karate voice.
Working on the voice.
You got a dojo next to Kicks because you wanted to keep an eye out on the competition.
Hey, you ask niggas you don't know if you can finish their ice cream sticks. Are you done with that, sir? Can I suck on the rest of that?
Is that a big stick?
You dumb dummy. You got kicked out the airport for doing pull-ups on the propellers.
That is crazy.
That was a good one.
Hey, that nigga Blaze, that nigga Blaze got arrested for peeking in second floor windows.
Tall joke. Hit you with the tall joke. Keep going.
That nigga Otto caught a criminal charge for bestiality on a high school mascot.
Who been fucking on the Spartan? Somebody put their dick in a Spartan. There's a hole in the ass of the Spartan.
A mascot.
Hey, that nigga showed a bit of werewolf and turned it back into a human.
Hey, this nigga killing. Hey, you gonna do the roast off or what?
Huh?
You gonna do the roast off?
When is it? Hold on, man.
I'm gonna put up the. Oh, your son run all them roasts for you, nigga. That was that nigga son told on it.
What they say, daddy?
So I'm gonna put up the instructions, man. You are gonna have to get a Discord and stuff because it's gonna be a video of you and somebody side by side, and y'all just gonna, you know, it's 3 rounds, 2 minute a round, and you just gonna get a chance to do exactly what you just did. That shit you just said, nigga, that's some high-level funny,
that's some
nigga.
Funny shit.
That's some funny shit.
Yeah, that ain't normal, nigga.
Hey, listen, I've been riding around in these trucks, man. I've been listening to you, man. You kind of gave me the confidence, man, to try it. I just like making people laugh, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, but, man.
I didn't think I had nothing to talk about.
Oh, no.
I got married. 7 years later, I got a bunch of shit to talk about.
Hey, there we go.
I got married. I got everything to talk about. I ain't talking to her about shit.
What you over the road? Or you over the road or you local?
I'm local, man. I'm straight trucks. I'm like, I got a class B. You know what I'm saying? We second string, but I get my A soon.
You get that class A, man. It'll step you up about 40,000, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man. Hey, I gotta come home. Keep an eye on this bitch.
Oh, yeah. But, hey, I tell every nigga this, man. Don't ever tell her what time you coming home, nigga. She asks you what time you going to be home. You say, I'm in a minute, motherfucker.
In a minute.
Don't let her give. Don't give her time to help that other nigga get out the house. You want to.
In a minute.
I'll be home in a minute, baby. All right.
Class B. What do they drive? What is
they drive like mixture Suburbans? Trucks, trash trucks. It's like it's single axle trucks.
Oh, okay. Suburban.
I thought he was driving a Suburban around the city.
Hold on. He said Suburbans. Hold on. Let him get it off. Say it again.
I said I'm the water man, so just remember, I pull up at a bunch of bitches' house, too.
Hey, why not?
Oh, the Sparkless nigga. Yeah. Oh, yeah. BB King wrote songs about your ass. Yeah, nigga. Don't answer the door.
I don't fuck with the money, man.
Hey, that's right. We appreciate you, man.
Hey, I'm going to check that out, though, Craig. I'm going to check that out, man. Let's see what I can do, baby.
Handle your business, man. We love and appreciate you. And if I owe you something, get it from God.
God.
You know what I'm saying?
Much love. Call it much love to you,
this
man.
This nigga Ty's short ass Suburban.
Got him short.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Hey, short.
Thank you for calling Craig Facts. Your name?
Call from
Walt Wheezy.
Walt Steger. Walt Wheezy. Nigga, your asthma tripping or you good? Can you breathe today, nigga?
What's up, fellas? What's up, Craig?
What's going on, man? Walt Wheezy? Talk to us, man. What can we do as black people to change our plight in this country before we get into the roasting?
Listen, I agree with everything y'all said, man. We just need to fuck with our own, buy from our own, stop the petty shit. You know what I'm saying? Just encourage one another. You know what I'm saying?
I agree, man.
Now it's time for the roasting, dog.
I said, fuck that serious shit.
Yeah, I love positivity. It. Fuck that.
I need to get Dwan, Todd, and Show.
Go ahead, brother.
Let's hear it.
Listen, speaking of NFTs, Dwan opened the NFT for his 12 gravy recipes the other day.
No, that one got bacon in it. That's got lemon peels in it. That's pork lemon grind. Peels. That's pork grind gravy. If you got an O negative blood type, you want to eat the pork grind gravy. Now, if you B negative, that has salmon in it. That's seafood. So you got a seafood blood type. So
seafood gravy.
You want to get out?
So you saying I got food fungible tokens, nigga? FFTs?
FFTs,
nigga. Food fungible. Fuck you, nigga.
This is the only radio show where the host gonna say fuck you to the caller.
That was a good one, brother.
Todd's the bootleg shinobi instructor.
I love it.
That nigga, go ahead.
For show does belly dancing at Sizzlers on the weekend.
At Sizzlers?
That's why they close
that
down.
That nigga got tartar sauce on the bottom of his stomach.
Tartar sauce?
That nigga got lobster shell cuts on his fingers.
No, in the last one for Craig, Craig's nose looked like a busted foreskin.
Oh,
foreskin.
Nigga been researching.
That foreskin.
You been researching foreskins, huh?
Said, I've been online all day researching foreskins. Foreskins. I got a football made out of foreskins. I got a foreskin football collection. You got a foreskin. You got a foreskin leather jacket, son. You got a foreskin leather jacket, son. Real word to my mother, bro. I got a four leaf foreskin leather, son. It's crazy, son.
Yeah. Yeah. Cold wearing
that nigga got a Bible with a foreskin cover on it, son. Hey, we appreciate you, man. You funny as shit. If I owe you something, get it from God. God, God, God. Hey, you guys, we going. Okay, we're going to take this call, and we're about to cut to YouTube. Make sure y'all go over to Caffeine, the Comedy Press. Follow us.
One word, The Comedy Press. One word.
Thank you for calling.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.